Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, as you may have heard this morning, the Crown Court of Rona Murphy has ruled that the regional group cannot form a Dáil technical group for the purposes of speaking rights. She said she wasn't satisfied that independent TDs Michael Lowry, Gillian Toole, Barry Hennigan and Danny Healy-Ray are members of the opposition as required by Dáil rules. Now, the government has been embroiled in this bitter dispute since the Dáil returned last month. But is the matter now resolved? Well, a key meeting at midday will hear the government's response. I'm joined on the line now by Fionnán Sheehan, Ireland editor with the Irish Independent. So Fionnán, going back to that question, is the matter now resolved? Does this settle things or are we going to hear pushback?
Well, A2 Brute, Verona Murphy has stuck the knife in unceremoniously here into her former colleagues who put her into the office of the Crown Court. Her ruling from a political perspective and a parliamentary perspective is final. Whether from a legal perspective is a different matter. So, as you say, she has ruled that these regional independents cannot classify themselves as opposition TDs, that they are in effect part of the government. The government won't really be able to challenge a ruling like this by the Crown Court. They can't undermine the Crown Court in that matter. Effectively, you know, that would be considered a vote of no confidence in the authority of the Crown Court. So the opposition are obviously welcoming the decision. It will strengthen her credibility in that regard. So the options then will be for those independent TDs to seek to challenge it internally at committee level, but they're not going to get too far there. So the only option left then will be a court challenge, because ultimately, as Rona Murphy points out herself, you know, she is interpreting the standing orders of the Oireachtas at this point in time. Mm-hmm. That's all that she can do. And but she's gone beyond that, in that she's saying she has brought other factors into play in her interpretation of those rules as they stand, and has in effect turned the language used by those independent TDs back upon them.
Yeah, because she has used public statements that they have made about supporting the government through thick and thin as evidence that they belong on that side rather than the opposition side. So then the other big question is, what will Michael Lowry do and the group of regional independents in terms of their support for the government?
Yeah, I mean, Michael Lowry's difficulty and the primary quote that is used by Verona Murphy, which is Michael Lowry on the 15th of January, when those negotiations were concluded, he said, "We also said that we had to be working within government, not from the outside, and so on." So he himself was saying, "We're going to be inside the government, we're not going to be outside it." He was standing with his four new ministers who were going to be appointed to that government and saying, "We're all one team." So it's difficult then to turn around a fortnight later and basically say, "Yeah, that was then, but now what we really mean is that we're a separate entity entirely." So they went in as a grouping collectively. They had their ministers appointed. Therefore, that effectively makes this for the backbenchers to those ministers. Mm-hmm. So it's very tricky, and this is taken into account as well by Rona Murphy in her ruling. It's difficult to then turn around and say, "Well, what we really mean is that on a case-by-case basis, we're going to decide whether we're supporting the government," because that's not what they said a fortnight earlier. So, yeah, you hoist by your own petard springs to mind here. So we're waiting to see what Michael Lowry's view of this is. We saw him, he was celebrating his former school, Turles CBS's Hearty Cup win on Saturday. He was pictured up behind the captain, mm-hmm. Celebrating then. He won't have been celebrating last night when this news came through. So he has a decision now. What does he do? Does he try and go head-to-head with Crown Court, who has made the ruling? The option available now is to go down the legal ruling. And that could take a considerable amount of time. The High Court might well decide that yeah, there's an issue to be teased out here, and we'll take hearings and deliberations on that. That's fine. Or it might well decide, well, listen, you know, a standing order is not a piece of legislation. It is an internal rule for an organisation, and the chair of that organisation has decided to go down this route. Rona Murphy did have legal advice here as well in her own right.
Can he not just, though, decide that both himself and the other three who have not been given ministerial positions are now not supportive of the government through thick and thin?
Yeah, he can, of course. I mean, the advantage of locking the other five in as ministers means that it's more difficult for them to walk away, because you'd be given up ministerial office, and for what? And that would be difficult to explain to your constituents or even rationalise in your own head. They can, of course, decide that, well, we're no longer supporting the government. But to what end? I mean, what's the profit there, on the basis that you can't raise questions with the Taoiseach who you have said you are supporting in the first place?
Well, so it is quite a conundrum. But you can still hold the bigger government parties. You can still hold their feet to the fire, because you have your ministers in there, but you're not supporting. So the government don't get the bounce of the support of this four. I suppose that's the leverage that he has today, right?
Yeah, it is. And also the leverage that he has is that he does have those junior ministers, 4/5, depending if you count Michael Healy-Rae, within government itself. So they are actually in a position to say, well, listen, we need, in the interest of stability, to come to some arrangement here. Another option for him is to go to the government chief whip and basically say, right, we're now, if we're part of the government numbers, then we need to be treated fairly and reasonably in terms of the divide up of Dáil speaking time, in terms of Oireachtas committee positions. But also you have the reality as well, is that this is a lot of this is off the public view as well. Issues like access to ministers, your ability to influence them, your perspective in terms of actually being able to deliver for your own constituency, because ultimately government are telling us there were no side deals here. So ultimately we're going to see, well, you know, is that really true, or if over time individual TDs are going to be saying, this has been delivered for my constituency because I was there supporting government.
Right. Listen, whatever way it goes, and whatever we hear from Michael Lowry and the group today, it's an awful start for Micheál Martin, isn't it? It's really messy.
Yeah, and it also very much justifies the opposition party's unified action that they took, which may have gone a little bit too far a couple of weeks ago in terms of opposing this deal going through, because they can now turn around and say, well, we were right to do that. They can turn around and say the public was on our side. We were polling this at the weekend in the Sunday Independent, the Ireland Thinks poll, and we were finding very little sympathy for the government side, even amongst their own supporters. This is being seen as a bit of a stroke. Government will say, look, at the same time, this isn't the kind of issue that's going to come up in the door. It's not the kind of issue that's going to make or break you. But there's a bad smell off it, really, and it ties into this whole issue of return to stroke politics, the manner in which this deal was put together, the increase of the junior ministers, the messing around on a failure to achieve any bit of gender equality here with the number of female ministers. So there is a bad start. But I mean, ultimately, you're going to be measured on your delivery on policy. So that's going to have to be their focus. But what I suppose it does teach them a lesson as well, in terms of you can't take the parliament for granted. You can't just railroad through whatever it is that you want. I mean, ultimately, Micheál Martin was the one who set up a specific business committee in the Dáil almost a decade ago, when he went in on the conference of supply arrangement. At that time, he insisted that the whip structure was out of date. There needs to be a new committee put in place. That's kind of come back to bite them now, because Fine Gael are saying, well, this is all down to Micheál Martin's changes. But there are wide-ranging implications here as well from this ruling for TDs who, during this Dáil or future Dáils, will be supportive of government either on a case-by-case basis or across the board. Because if you're to be considered now either straightforward government or opposition, you vote yes with the government, you vote no at opposition. There are still some TDs who sit on the opposition benches who do choose to support governments the majority of the time without any formal arrangement in place. It will have implications for that
as
well.
Yeah, no more grey areas or potentially ruling out grey areas. Fionnán, thanks so much for all of that. That's Fionnán Sheehan there from the Irish Independent. Now, coming up, Europe is gearing itself up for this US trade action. China has retaliated against Donald Trump's tariffs. Plus, we'll have the boss of the ESB as they continue their efforts to restore power around the country.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.